Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That they do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is starting for us. In just a minute, we'll have Christina joining us as usual on Mondays. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Christina. Welcome in.
Good evening, crew. Thank you.
Hello again. What's the word on the street out there for you?
Oh, I think women's rights are being taken away. Is what, you know, I mean, that's...
I have to let you know right off the bat that your phone is a little choppy. Do you want to try back calling in a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me hang, I'll hang up and call back.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay.
All right, so while Christina is resetting her phone, I will stall for a minute so I don't go too far ahead into the conversation. So, all right, there she is right now. Let's see if that helps.
Okay, is that better?
Go ahead and keep talking. I'll let you know.
Okay. I was saying that women's rights, I mean, basically, they're being taken away.
But I have one question about that, though. I would like to know why it is that more women are not complaining.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Because, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's literally taking our rights away. I mean, what good are women's rights if men can just come over and take over them? I guess
I'm trying to understand that myself.
Yeah, it's just the society is just sick anymore. I mean, everyone, you know, I don't know how much the past 3 years have affected it, but I mean, just like the Cash App guy getting stabbed.
Right.
That in San Francisco, and they said, you know, nobody helped. I just don't get it. I think there's just a bunch of either scared or just weak people out there anymore.
Not only did nobody care, but what gets me is that you can have, just like the school shooter, it's like the trans people all of a sudden are like the ruling class of the United States. And so
yeah.
If you say you're trans, you could literally kill people, and you're perfectly okay. You're good. It's like
exactly.
That goes beyond everything else.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes no sense. It's like, why all of a sudden is this focus on transgenders? I mean, what's behind it all?
Well, I have some theories on that, and I didn't exactly plan anything on that, but we can talk.
Okay.
I'm just thinking on the fly here, so I don't have anything scripted, but people that are trans and part of this new trans army, I'm assuming that at least 95, maybe close to 100% of the trans army are either atheist or non-Christian.
True. That
so right now, the goal is to remove religion from the United States. Because
yeah.
If you have people that believe in nothing, then these people can come in and do exactly what the Book of Revelation says
and nobody's going to hold them accountable. They won't even know.
That's a great point.
So the thing is, yeah, is that if they have no people that are Christian tend to be more conservative. They tend to want gun rights. They understand freedom. So we are everything that the globalists don't want. So they have to make Christians be the scapegoat so they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and run us out of existence. That's the goal. And once they do that, because they know that they are not going to get Christians to accept the mark of the beast.
Right.
People that are Christian might own weaponry. They might have a food supply. They own things. The average trans radical might be 27 years old, either living at home or in an apartment. They don't own a house. They may or may not own a car. They most likely don't own weapons, unless it's to try to kill Christians. So they have to create a scapegoat. And the George Soros crowd is funding this. Because
yeah,
it's a way to let other people do the dirty work, because it's easier to let people fight each other and to let people die in the streets than it is to have a hard kill weapon. Because if you let someone else do the killing, then no one's going to suspect that it's the government entities that are behind it. They
right.
could just say it's a bunch of radicals. So that's part of what it is.
That's
always an agenda.
Point.
It's not just that people that wake up and decide what they are that day. No one cares about their rights. They're just useful tools for the globalists.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been thinking too, you know, if that wasn't the case, there would be in all different communities, like in the transgender communities, there would be some of them standing up and saying, look, you know, we're transgenders, but we do not support a lot of this stuff going on. If there were, you know, I don't even know how to word it, but, you know, just like homosexuals, why aren't any of them speaking up and saying, you know, this is wrong? You know, they, I'm not saying about, like, that the transgender is not, you know, that maybe that all of them are completely wrong. I don't believe in it, but you know, I'm not in their shoes. But as far as the violence and things like this, you would think that even some of those people in those communities would step up and say, look, don't lump us all into this. You know, this is not who we are. So I don't know. It's just very scary. And you know, even with the homosexuals, that's scary too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't have a huge issue. Well, I know people, I know good people that are harmless, and unfortunately, you know, they are homosexuals, and I guess I shouldn't say unfortunately, that might sound derogatory or whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't care either way what somebody does in their bedroom. My
yeah,
only concern is that you could do whatever you want. I just don't want someone getting preferential treatment because of what they do in their own bedroom.
Yes. Yes, true.
And I
yeah,
think the average gay person respects that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
these radicals, when they say they want everyone, there are people that want heterosexual marriages banned and only allow gay marriage.
Jeez.
But they're so loving and liberal.
Yeah. I'm going blank right now. The Kardashian, the dad that had the transgender, is it Kate? Is that his name now?
Which one?
The guy that was the Olympic guy.
Oh, Bruce Jenner.
Jenner. I was going blank. Is it Kate? Is that what it is now? Is that what he goes by?
I think so. Unless
so
it still
anyway,
goes by Bruce, which I doubt.
He actually did step up and said this is wrong, you know, especially about the kids and stuff. So he's still, that one just still confuses me to death. I still don't understand why he did that at all, but I guess it's not possible. But
well, all I know is that what you do in your bedroom should have no bearing on anyone else, and you should not be forcing anyone else to live your lifestyle.
And keep it in the bedroom, you know? We don't need it on social media. We don't need it being flaunted in front of our children. I mean, I've got a problem with that. I don't want that sick, sadistic behavior, you know, in front of my grandkids. Or any kid, you know, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, they're trying to force you to pick a side.
Oh.
So you either have to pick their side and whatever the radical agenda is of the day, or you're one of them. And it doesn't matter what the agenda is. You have to literally keep your head on a swivel, and whatever they say, you're going to be part of it, or you're the enemy.
This is true. Yep. We've got to do everything that they think is right. And we got to agree with everything. What a world. Obviously the Riley Gaines thing, that, you know, that was the biggie. Why were they attacking her?
It's just sad to me that's what women's rights are. It's like, forget who the real women are. We want the men that they've groomed to act like women, and those are more important women. Like the whole, whatever that dude is that's on the Bud Light cans and is now doing...
Oh, my God.
What is he doing? Tampax commercials and Nike bras?
I saw a little short today. It was a guy that works like in a, I don't know, I guess he sells probably or stocks the shelves, you know, like with Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
And he said literally he took you over to the aisle and he said, you see this? You see all this beer? He said, this should be gone. He said, no one is buying it. And he said, you know what that means for me? He says, I'm not going to be able to feed my family this week because, he said, you know, my income depends on how much of that sells. So he says, thank you very much, Budweiser, you know, for taking my family's meals off the table this week. So,
And you know what Budweiser's response is going to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get more trans people involved. Let's find Dylan Mulvaney's best friends and make them part of the agenda. That's how they take care of it. Now they're going to triple down.
Well, I hope it backfires huge because these are the moments where people can make a huge difference because there are not that many transgenders out there. If everybody literally stopped buying any of the Budweiser products, you know, look it up. Get on there and look at everything they produce and don't buy one single thing that they produce.
But you realize that they'll probably get George Soros money or something to stay in business.
Well, that's true. That could
be
very true.
Although I don't drink alcohol, period, as in never. And not
and
when I say never, it's not, well, only if.
Do they only produce alcohol products? Is that all they produce?
Probably. I'll be honest. I didn't look at their agenda otherwise.
Yeah, I saw, when I first saw it, there were like a ton of products on there. But I didn't,
yeah.
I I wasn't sure if all of them were alcohol or not. They might have been. So that is very true. That could have been. So I need to revisit that and check it out. But it's, well.
Yeah, I admit Budweiser, Miller, and Coors have never made a penny off me.
Good. That's a good thing. So, I mean, good for you because, yeah, I'm not a big fan of alcohol either. I've seen it ruin too many lives. Too many lives, that's for sure. And while we're on the, while we're talking about the beverage thing, oh, no, the other thing I wanted to bring up, did you see the thing? I mean, this is the beginning of this. Did you see the, I don't know if it was where I saw it, but there was probably a 300-pound man and maybe four. And he put out this little video that he is now identifying as a two-year-old. Did you see this?
No, I did not see that. But that doesn't surprise me. Then you're going to have a bunch of people. And I hope he advertises himself as a two-year-old and tries to buy alcohol.
Well, I've got to figure out where that came from because you've got to see it. I mean, it shows him he's got a pacifier, he's got a bottle, he sleeps in a crib. He's got this giant that looks like a crib. I mean, this is...
So what's next? So having identification is going to be racist? No, I'm sure. No, it is because only white people can get IDs. That's right. It is already racist. So they're going to have something for that as well.
Oh, this is nuts. And then did you hear about Biden's I just wrote that, how secure Biden's U.S. is. Supposedly, some of the secure secret military docs on the Ukraine war made it onto social media?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah. So, supposedly, it says that the Justice Department has joined the Pentagon in an urgent effort to determine how secret military documents on the war in Ukraine made their way onto multiple social media sites.
Oh, no. That doesn't shock me.
No, me neither. And I'm just wondering if this is just a setup. I don't know what this is all about.
Don't worry. Everybody thinks he's going to be running again. Because he's totally earned it.
Yeah.
I hate doing this, but I need a couple minutes, so I'm going to let you handle whatever it is you want to talk about. I'll be back in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right. Idaho actually passed a law criminalizing transgender mutilation of children. So this is good, everyone. I don't know how many states that is now. I think just a couple. But we've really got to continue to watch out for our children because I really feel that's who they're after right now. You've got to keep them close. You've got to know everyone that they're friends with. You know, if they want to go to a friend's house that you haven't met their family and don't know much about, please don't just let them go. Make sure you meet the parents, you know, and know who they are, know what the home's like. This is the only way that we're going to really be able to protect our children. You got to keep them really close and know everybody that's around them. Not let them go anywhere blindly. It's not safe anymore. I hope Chris is okay. I'm sure he is.
guess I should have asked about how his health was going. So, and hopefully many of you are learning how to garden. I think it's very important for everyone to start looking into this, and even possibly, you know, if it's something that you're not really interested in, good thing to maybe find some people in the community that are doing it, and everybody pitch in and do community gardens. With the new gene therapy injections going into different food supplies, everybody needs to be really aware of this and try to buy organic, try to buy local. You know, it's time all the local farmers markets are opening up, and you really need to support them, because obviously we know that they're not going to be injecting those into their livestock and their plants, obviously. And I actually read an article that shocked me to death, and I've got to check into it more, but it mentioned that literally since 2019, supposedly they've been experimenting with this mRNA gene therapy into some livestock. So hopefully it hasn't made it to too many of us. It doesn't make it to me because I don't eat meat. But everybody needs to be paying attention. And like I said, just buy local. Go to your local farmers, you know, the farmers market. And we just got to start speaking loudly with our pocketbooks and our choices. And use cash. Use cash. If you can. Ruth, you back yet? Oh, okay, I don't think he's back yet. All right, guys. So I think I hear him coming.
I'm coming. Don't worry.
All right. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I just had to let my wife know what time is medicine time today, because she has to help me.
Well, I didn't ask you how you were doing at the beginning of the show, so.
Oh, we'll talk about that in just a second here, but.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So that would be 10 o'clock, Central Time, 8 o'clock, my time. I'm going to need a couple minutes so that I can handle my medications.
Okay. No problem.
So my recent prognosis. I have completely nothing, no splints, no wraps, nothing on my left foot and my right foot, which they really, everybody was sold on the fact that they would be doing some amputations, is about 4 to 6 weeks from being completely healed, and I'm down to what looks like a splint on my fourth and fifth toes. So that's all I'm down to now.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, then obviously whatever you're doing is working. So
I was told that last week they said by the end of June I should be fully healed, but they expedited that to be 4 to 6 weeks, and that could even change.
Good.
Nobody understands how it is that I'm able to heal as quickly as I am, and I have no problem sharing what I do on a regular basis to try and in case anybody else is dealing with insides that need some help, like nerve damage and such.
Sure.
So I have three secret ingredients along with having my usuals like zinc and vitamin C and D, magnesium, that's standard. But
yeah.
What I've been using is hyaluronic acid, so that helps with the skin, healing the skin and the skin cells.
Okay.
So L-lysine, which is good for all kinds of different healing.
Yes.
And then My biggest thing is nitric oxide, which assists with all the cardiovascular. So you're aerating your body.
Right.
So
okay.
If there's nerve damage, that you're getting blood to the parts of the body that need it the most, I guess, and it aerates so that you're making all the parts that may or may not be functional. You're forcing blood there to make it heal faster.
That makes sense. Sure.
Maybe not making sense, but if I am, I hope so. But that's what I've been doing, and I'm doing well at it.
Yeah. Basically, you're oxygenating.
Yes.
So, and you know, hydration. You're hydrating. So. But obviously it's working. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm no master guru by any stretch, but I just know what I've been doing, and I've had a ton of success.
Yeah. Well, they, they were talking, I was looking at an article. They were talking about how, you know, everybody's talking about this long COVID thing. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what to believe, but I know that they're saying the shocking study found, though, that long COVID is fake. It's just people who think they have it are just lonely and out of shape. So basically, you know, you see commercials now advertising new medications that can cause heart problems.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming up with all this stuff, and it's like, you guys, they're just making excuses. They're wanting to have something, you know, out there that they can say, oh, that's not the shot that did that. That's this new medicine or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. And, who was the, let's see, he was 60 years old. What was the movie? Black guy, I just found out he died of a heart attack, and his attorney, he's an actor, very well known, and his attorney that represented he and his wife a lot is saying something very fishy about this, because, you know, the autopsy report said it was heart disease, and the attorney's like, no way. They're like, this guy was in top condition. And, you know, why did they not do an autopsy? So there's some fishy business going on about that. I'm going to see if I can find his name. I know you'll know who it is as soon as I find it. Ischemic. I think they said it was ischemic.
You're talking to somebody that in the last 15 years has seen two movies.
Oh, okay. Good for
so
you.
If you're telling me I've seen a movie, odds are I have not.
Oh, okay. So do you know who Lance Reddick is?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then that explains it. You won't know, but when I saw his face, I knew who it was. I had seen him in John Wick. So obviously you've never watched John Wick. But yeah, he was 60 years old. He used to play in the movie.
Yeah, I think I saw a meme about that guy. I don't know the name, but I recognize the story.
Yeah. So, you know, that's been the whole thing, too, about all of this. It's still, you know, they talk about all the science, and it's like, honestly, there has been no science in any of this. There should have, you know, that they're saying they're not doing the autopsies because of could spread it. It's like, that's just such BS. That's not truth. They're not doing it because they know what it is. So, I was trying to see what his attorney, his attorney's calling it out. He's like, this isn't right. So they're going to check into it. Hopefully they can come up with something. We'll see. So, and you're, obviously your stomach and everything's holding up to the medicine you're taking.
Yeah.
No issues. Well, that's good. Because I know you had said you had troubles with your stomach, so that's clearing up as well.
Yeah, I haven't had that many issues. I've had two since that happened.
Okay. Good deal.
And I brought both of them on by myself, on my own, so I halfway expected each of them.
Oh, okay.
So
it's good when
you
know
like
our body that
them.
Well. Yeah. I'm sure you are. I mean, you're healing, so that's proof. Absolute proof. The on the Cash App guy, did they catch the person that did it? Do you know?
I was trying to find out that information. I don't know the answer.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here.
So there's another store, another big chain that's leaving San Francisco due to the high crime rates.
Oh, really?
Whole Paycheck has announced they're leaving.
They're literally shutting down?
Oh, they're leaving the San Francisco market.
Huh.
Because of it being legal to do so much shoplifting there.
You know, I've been seeing things on that. What was it, CVS that I saw that, yeah, literally they've got everything behind like glass now or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Cracker Barrel and China Mart, they left Portland. A bunch of stores have left San Francisco also.
Oh, wow.
And they don't care. It's liberal.
You know, and everybody, and Newsom and his, oh, that guy, it's like, you know, the things he's pretending to support and promote, it's like, you guys, he doesn't care about any of it. He's just trying to get votes. All he is doing is trying to get votes.
Well, how are you getting votes by allowing crime? I'll never understand that.
Well, yeah, I mean, are the minorities, is that the larger part of the population there now? I mean, it could be. I mean, a lot of the conservatives left. You know, they're like, we're not staying in California, which I can't blame them a bit.
Well, when I see some of the laws that they put together, like they made it legal for you to crap in the middle of the street, I don't consider that a positive freedom.
No.
I don't consider having an abortion up to 28 weeks after the baby is born or 21 or whatever they decided on after the baby is born, I don't consider that a positive freedom.
Yeah, no.
When they say things like there is no crime involved anymore if you have sex with somebody and you don't tell them you have AIDS and you infect somebody else, that's not a positive freedom.
No, it's not. Yeah, and look at that commercial that they promote on that. You know, I don't watch TV either, but when I go to my mom's, obviously she watches TV. And there's a commercial about a drug kind of prevent AIDS or something. I'm thinking, you know, and it shows the commercial just sickens me. I'm just astonished all the time at what keeps popping up. I mean, but like you said, the Book of Revelation. Sure.
Well, just think, you can vandalize a police car, and that's perfectly okay. Look at New York City, where there's a guy that was threatening to kill a security guard, and the security guard shot him after he got shot, and they only arrested the security guard. The other guy that was the original criminal, he didn't get booked, nothing.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least the Texas governor, I think he's pardoning.
I saw that.
Okay, so that's good, but, you know, you're not going to get that in New York City, that's for sure. Not with that mayor.
And I always ask, with everything like this, who benefits?
Yeah.
Because there's no one that's saying, all right, great, we can now steal up to $1,200 worth of stuff. Or, yay, we're going to allow people under 25 to kill people, and we're not going to they're not going to book them for murder. Nobody thinks that's a great policy.
Well, no, and I mean, look at the same state. Look at the Trump thing. I mean, that guy let out, I forget how many people they were saying, you know, he let out a bunch of criminals that were very dangerous, and he said no one's above the law. It's like, give me a break. Obviously, all of them were above the law. You let them out. And they were truly a threat to society.
But they think they're getting Trump for 136 years. And to do that, they had to get rid of the statute of limitations. And for this, only one particular crime. And we don't even know really what the crime is. But they decided to take it from a misdemeanor to a felony, but only for Trump.
Yeah. And I'm
but
reading here.
You kill somebody, you're okay. That has no bearing. You're not Trump, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's liberal.
True. You kill kids, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah, as long as the kids were not trans, it's fine. Do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's saying here that no arrests have been made in the case.
Right.
Of the,
that's what I thought.
The guy. So, okay. Huh. Wow. Scary. Elon Musk is complaining about it, though. That's good. I mean, that he's bringing attention to it.
Oh, and you won't believe how badly the liberals want him to get all of his products out of San Francisco.
Oh, Musk? Oh,
yeah.
I bet. No doubt. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. So they don't like that he's not afraid of freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah. If you believe in freedom of speech, you're a fascist.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. When you were gone, I also mentioned that Idaho passed the law criminalizing transgender mutilation. So is that two states now? I know Florida did too. I don't know if there's more than that, but Idaho.
I know there were others that were debating it.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get too far ahead here, I want to take 2 minutes, literally a minute and 54 seconds, I think it is. And I want to let as an audience, listen to the debate between Del Bigtree and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I figured you might appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So let's see what these jokers got into.
Of course.
And I actually believe that we are seeing a rise in all-cause mortality around the world, that many studies are now showing the more vaccinated a country was, the higher their excess mortality now. So we may retrospectively look back and find out that this vaccine is more deadly than the virus ever was. That still holds out for our reference to this. And then, armchair quarterback, we will decide who was glad
Monday
they signed on. Or, you know,
Monday quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will decide who was glad they signed on to the social contract. I do not believe that things can be mandated on me, especially. Here's my problem. I cannot trust science, and my audience will not trust science, that continues to say we will not let top officials at the table that have now proven to be right. When we see emails that said just keep them out of the room, and they are the ones that ended up being right about this virus. I will not trust the head task force when they come forward and say, I always knew it wouldn't stop transmission, even though I and you and Neil deGrasse Tyson were telling you get it to protect each other. I always knew it never could do that. So we're going to have a hard time getting back to a place of trust. What we need now is a regulatory agency and people in charge that get back to actually listening to, as you said, those people that are challenging this from all sides. The challenge has to be allowed into the room, and it's not. Science is dead in my mind. The scientific method is dead, and I think the coronavirus experiment proves that we are in a terrifying moment of science. And I reach out to you to think about what we've said here today and say, is he right? Did the scientific method take place? Is it taking place now, retrospectively? Even if you want to argue in an emergency, we made decisions and we rushed things. Why is Peter McCullough and why is Robert Malone and the people that were right, why are they not at the table now?
Yeah. So your thoughts, Christina?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's just it. I mean, to me, science is a joke now. I mean, it really is. And I don't understand why people can't see this. You know, science, there's always new things to learn. And for them to, I mean, these top people, you know, these physicians and these scientists that are speaking up that really did do the science and the research, you know, why don't people want to hear them? What do they have to gain for telling the truth about this? They're not making any money. It's the pharmaceutical companies that are trying to hush them and suppress them. They're the ones that are making money, and the government. You know, if people don't know by now that Congress members have insider trading and make a ton of money. I mean, there's many times that Congress, they do get inside information. They know when a new drug is about to be approved, so they know to go buy stock in it. You know, people, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know this stuff because it's probably that 1585% rule. You know, there's 15% of us that actually research and look at this stuff. But no, it makes no sense whatsoever what's taken place the last 3 years. So and you know, it's scary what's being predicted. I mean, there and I see it every day. I see just like this actor as I was just telling you about. You know, every day there's another. There was a 43-year-old too, or no, that was the other guy. But there's another young guy. How old was he? He just died of a heart attack, and I think he was in his 30s. You know, it's just ridiculous. I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. Well, maybe they're too far gone. I don't know.
At this point. I will 100% say that if you see somebody wearing a scam on their face right now, the point for educating is gone. You just have to bless their hearts and just hope that the Lord has mercy on them. And that's about it.
I had one walk in my store today. Two people came in. I'm guessing one was a mother. She was older. And then the younger one had a black scam on her face, and we had the doors open, fresh air,
Mm-hmm. Nobody in there in the store except for, and it just, you know, it just blows my mind. I just, I'm like, okay, you know, and I just pretend, try to pretend that it's not, that I'm not seeing, or that, well, yeah, you know, yeah, you can't see the face. It's crazy. So. Oh, I just, like I was saying too when you were gone a while ago, I was just telling people, you know, we got to, it's our children that they're after. We have got to keep our children close. You know, we've got to really talk to them. We've got to spend time with them and really get them to open up and talk about their feelings and be sure and tell us if there's something happens that makes them the least bit uncomfortable. You know, you have to get them to be willing to talk about it. Because that's the only way we can save them is good communication, and then they've got to be confident in that, you know, that they know that we love them more than anything and that we're going to be there for them and that they can always come to us and that everything will be okay as long as they're doing that. But, you know, I said you can't let them go to someone's house that you don't know. You know, you've got to check out families before you let your child go over there. I was always like that. Even, you know, my girls are 30 and 35. When they were kids, they didn't go to somebody's house that I knew nothing about. So it's just the way I was. And you know what? They're great girls now. They're great young women. But you have to. You have to keep a close eye on your kids. You got to know everybody they're hanging out with, and especially these days. I mean, I just can't imagine. So, I know one thing, my kids would not be in public schools, so even private schools. I'd be homeschooling them, no doubt. I would be adding another title to my workforce. It would be, I would be teaching for sure. For sure. There's a good article by, it's on Natural News, where he was, you know, he compared, and it's so true, he compared the many gender-affirming surgery victims, he compared them to the deformed children of pregnant women who took the experimental morning sickness drug, thalidomide, in the 1960s. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the thalidomide issue.
I mean, and, you know, that's so true because people, and I mean, people know this, especially people that are our age, you know, you experience hormones. Well, you experience them as a child, but you know, as adults, you know how much hormones can mess with a person's head and just the body and how you feel and everything. And that's what he's talking about, how, you know, 60 years ago, secret clinical tests were run on pregnant women in Australia that left their children with horrific birth defects, and they talk about this. I always have trouble pronouncing it, but anyway, you know, today he's saying it's a different grand experiment going on with the children and teens, and many are winding up with horrific deformations, genital mutilations, dysfunctional excretory organs, fertility issues, libido malfunction, scars. I mean, this is just crazy. It's going to make them depressed, you know, and anxious. I just, and it is. It's all about the money. That's what he's saying, you know, because they do. They make tens of thousands of dollars off all the experimental surgeries. And it's like they're just sacrificing their children.
Well, that's what Lucifer wants, is sacrifice.
Oh, that's true. And then did you hear who was it that said, the medical association, they were like, well, maybe we shouldn't be putting genders on birth certificates because don't know who, they don't know what gender they want to be until they're older. And I'm thinking, I'm like, is this for real? I mean, that's the medical association? I'm like, yeah, no, thank you.
You realize, I know we at the audience realize this, but in 10 years, we're not going to have this conversation anymore.
Oh. I hope it's over in 2 years. Oh, it's just...
As much as I'd like it to be, I think until 2030 at least, I think we're going to have this discussion over and over and over again.
Yeah, because they're trying to, yeah.
Because they want this agenda 2030.
Yes. I got news for them. They're not going to get it. Not going to get it. Bring it on.
They think they're getting it. So you know what it's time for now, right?
Rock the man.
Yeah. So I try to be efficient in these videos because I want to hit as many different points as I can. So I'll let you see what you catch out of it.
Okay.
In this one here. This one is the wiretap taints the food supply.
Okay.
In this video, the wiretap discusses the plan to put the mRNA gene therapy inside all the foods. Of course, Broccoli Man will answer. So when you're ready, we'll do it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So you haven't seen the new episode yet, right?
I started watching a little bit of it, but I haven't watched the whole thing. I was kind of saving it, so.
Okay. All right, so let me count down then.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
Right there, green dude. You are hereby being detained, sir. How dare you warn everyone about the mRNA gene therapy going into the food supply, sir?
I am not going to let you get away with it.
That is hash fake news, green dude. You will let us get away with it.
All I know is that we are going to save animals and vegetable seeds from having gene editing spike proteins in the food supply.
Don't worry, we've paid every major farmer in the United States to put this inside everything they do. You fuss budgets and Tucker Carlson followers who said no to 75 gene therapies, will now be forced fed them into your food.
But won't you be eating this also?
Sir, I will do no such thing. G-Globalist has hired extra personal chefs and gardeners inside his lair. That is only for you 99%. Us 1% will have our own food supply.
That is crazy. Why would you not want to eat what you are forcing everyone else to?
That's easy, sir. We have decided we want to live. We need to eradicate all of your 99% so we can take our land back.
What do you mean take the land back? We all own our houses legally.
The time has come, green dude.
Do what?
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay your share. It belongs to them. Let's give it back.
I don't believe this.
I believe it, green dude. At this moment we are only protecting those who do drag queen story time.
I would never do drag queen story time. As a matter of fact, I have arrested a lot of dudes for showing their junks to little kids and them demanding kids to touch it. How can you have drag queen story time with no books to read?
That was the wrong choice of words, says Green Dude. It is now law that if you say something bad about a drag queen or any trans person, it is instantly hate speech. That carries a $25,000 fine and 6 months in federal prison. You claim several negative connotations in most unnecessary outburst, sir. Now, turn around bright eyes. It's a total eclipse of the heart. I am demanding for you to go through that naked body scanner so I can collect a picture of those famous kumquats.
Yeah. That is not going to happen, dog.
Yeah. That is going to happen, dog. Now for those articles of clothing, Green Dude. I need to check your person for any King James Bible's Easter eggs or gas stoves hiding inside your junk.
You should be going after the guy that killed the Cash App CEO instead.
No way, sir. He is in San Francisco. Murderers have total immunity there. If you identify as a trans person, you have carte blanche to do whatever you want. You run those mean streets now.
There is no reason to give criminals the right to commit crimes. Murder is the worst crime of all.
Well, so you may commit murder if you identify as trans. Did you want to identify as trans? If so, we can provide you a map of Trump supporters and you can have your way with them.
No way. That is about as against God as you can get.
Well, you ignorant dolt. That is the point. We are removing said Christians right now so that it will be much easier to implement the mark of the beast. Those who do not know about the microchip system or are okay with it will be our slaves for the rest of their miserable lives. We are letting them kill the people who are against the system so that we do not have to waste our resources.
I would never be okay with this.
You don't have to be, Green Dude. Enough people will not wake up. They do not care. As long as they can buy their Bud Light, they are happy. Even if put a trans person on their beer cans, they do not care. You can to wake up all those lemmings. If they have not woken up yet, they never will. Everyone is collateral damage. You should just give up already and live in Geolobalist's lair with me and the other stupid heroes, sir.
Why would I ever want to do that?
If you say yes, I can show you exclusive pictures of Big Mike's kumquats. Various Otero does not even have these photographs.
That is disgusting. Why would I want that?
Clout, Gin Dude. It gives us clout. Now you need to put said dungarees and blouse right here, right now in front of my person. If you like, I can expose my kumquats as well. You have complete authority to inspect my junk to make sure I am not hiding any Trump supporters or fake vaccine passports inside my person.
Hey everyone. We need to fight back against these globalists. Letting them start their cashless society and accepting a microchip is in store for us unless you tell your friends to wake up and say no. Boycott all businesses that are signed on to the death and destruction of America. You also need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and always makes time for callers to get in also. Gizo to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There is also a schedule on the freedomizerradio.com website so you can check out all the other shows and Freedomizer also.
If you dare listen to Freedomizer Radio, I will hunt you down personally and demand to see your junks. We need to make sure you're not making any threats to our global domination. You 99% are all useless eaters that us globalists can do without. For shame, you still have your god, your guns, and your free speech. You all are something but gears that need disposing off.
All right, I hope that was okay. That was an episode.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I mean, they're always, like I said, they're always spot on. Just, you know, they're giving lots of good ideas to use. I mean, the food supply thing is just, I mean, you know, they've got to figure out some way to, I guess, recoup more money for all those jabs that aren't going into humans anymore. But, Mike, I just, what I don't understand, if, and people really need to think about this, if these injections had to be kept at such a cold temperature, why all of a sudden they're going to be able to inject this stuff into animals that people eat, and that all this is, I just don't get it. You know, I don't know that the whole cold thing wasn't a lie. I like I said, the science is just bogus. There is absolutely, none of it makes any sense. So
you mean
you don't
believe the science behind it? Well, if somebody wants an agenda, they just create it. And as long as they, as long as they pay for it, then you can have whatever alliance you want.
And I mean, they're literally proving all this. I mean, they're actually showing, well, I mean, I've seen how ignorant they were from early on, but I don't know. Maybe people don't. Maybe they really can't see that it's how ignorant it all is. But I just, and I'm like, is Teda going to step up and say, hey, you know, are they going to speak up for the animals, or are they going to let this one go? You know, they're so vocal about any time an animal's being harmed, which I agree with them in many ways, but I'm just curious to see if they're going to speak up about this one, because it's wrong. I mean, it's flat wrong. And more than likely, they've probably already been doing it. I mean, most of the time when they announce something like this is going to happen, it's usually after the fact.
But, you mean like when Dr. Frati was out there saying there's going to be another pandemic next year?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Just like, yeah, I'm sure there's something, you know, they've got something out there already. So, and I know, speaking about those, the mRNA injections into the livestock, I was trying to find, because Missouri, yeah. So they did, Missouri, I think I mentioned this last week, but I didn't know the number. So it's the Missouri House Bill 1169. And what it is it's going to require honest labeling of gene therapy medical intervention. Now, they're pretty sure that the Democrats and the RINOs will try to block this bill. But,
yeah.
But hurrah for Missouri. I mean, I was like, that's great. I like the government in our state right now, that it seems like they're doing a lot of good things. But we'll see if it goes through. So, it says it requires anything that has gene therapy qualities be labeled gene therapy products and get information about how it can shed or transmit.
I just can't believe how many states are going to allow the mRNA to be in their food supplies.
Yeah, I mean, don't they realize, like you're saying in the Broccoli Man, they're going to be eating this stuff themselves. Well,
you know, I'm sure the rhinos and the Democrats won't. I'm sure they've got their own prestigious little...
Well, no, because the people that are wearing scams still, and by the way, Brandon signed into effect the end of the COVID emergency, so now there's... Now when people wear a scam, it's for something that's not even an emergency anymore.
I'm curious to see what all's going to take place, because I think now that that's gone, there's some other things that can come out and maybe possibly go against them. But I'm not sure what all of it is. But, yeah, this is going to be interesting. So since he said it's over, you know, it's over now. Nobody has to be afraid anymore.
Yeah.
And it's going to be. And what's funny is there's going to be so many people that feel that way. Oh, you know, Miranda said, you know, the emergency's over, so we can all go back to just living our normal lives. So.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think too many of those people are going to buy into that. I think still going to be scam wearers.
Yep, I agree. They're going to be scared. They're still going to be, yeah. I mean, it's called programming. You know, that's exactly, I forget the psychosis or whatever programming that it's called.
Mass formation psychosis.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that's the scarier part of all this. And, you know, the guy that works with me, my gemologist today, he brought up a good point. We were talking about TVs, and he's like, you realize TVs are still, you know, with all the inflation, you know, TVs are still extremely affordable.
Yeah.
You can still pick up a TV for very little money. And you can get cell phones, too, and it's like, And he made me think, he's like, oh, my God. I was like, Kia. I said, I never thought of that. But I said, of course. That's where they program everybody. They want everybody to have a TV. So, you know, while inflation, everything else is sky high, but not the TVs. You know, everybody needs to be able to get one of those.
Yeah,
so,
well, we're a non-smell-o-vision household.
I mean, that's great.
I take that back. We have one smell-o-vision that is still because... I have no clue how to take it off the wall, and it's in a room that my wife's dad used to live in before he passed.
Okay.
And so now it's become my wife's storage room, and one of the cats has been sleeping in there lately because she got in a fight with a couple of the other cats. So it's in a room that no one really goes into more than like, well, we feed the cat. Other than that, nobody goes in there.
Okay.
that's what it is.
Well, it's good. I mean, you know, there's so many things we wish we could unsee and undo and all that, and that would probably be one of the biggies for me, and especially raising my girls. I would have done a lot less TV. I mean, you know, it was a whole different ball game back then, though, but there was still some of it obviously going on.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I get a little bit excited, but I just stay, you know, I kind of stay on a level playing field because you have to right now because you just don't know what's going to happen. But I really, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, he...
Well, we talked about that, though.
Yeah. How much can he get done, though? I mean, since he will be a Democrat and since they are so corrupt right now, how will he be able... Will he... be able to do much?
I don't have a laugh button on my switchboard.
if that's what I thought, you know. That's what I thought. I mean, look at boy, Biden.
He's not going to be the nominee. That's blatantly obvious.
You don't think that they'll make right? Really?
They would rather have Ron Paul or Donald Trump be president before they let Robert Kennedy become president. I promise.
This is just crazy.
Why would they allow someone to be selected as president that goes against every single thing they do?
Well, I know. I know.
And they don't care how many elections they have to rig. Look at what they did with Trump, and everybody knew that this was going to happen ahead of time. Just imagine how much fraud there would be for people that don't suspect it.
Jeez. I mean, but they know that Biden is not going to win.
Oh, yeah. Hey. If they keep it close, he'll win.
Oh.
The only way Trump is going to win is he needs 100 million votes.
Hmm.
If he doesn't get 100 million, if he gets 98 million, Brandon will have 100 or 99 million. But you're not going to be able to say two different people have 100 million votes.
Yeah.
My professional opinion is that Trump had about 82 million votes and Brandon had about 45 to 50 million. That's my biggest guess. And this is an educated guess. I don't have evidence of anything. But that's how much they were able to fraud the election. So the only way to go against that is that Trump needs 100 million votes. He needs to obliterate the record for most votes that allegedly Brandon had.
Yeah. Very true.
Because, like I said, if Trump gets 95 to 97 million votes, they'll say Brandon got 99 million. I promise that. But I don't think they're going to go over 99 million.
It's just so corrupt. Yeah, I mean, I don't trust it. How can we? How can we trust anything anymore?
So the question is that how many votes did Trump get? 75 million, 74 million, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
So can Trump pick up 25 million more votes?
God, yeah, I think he probably, well.
It's going to be close. If it was a legitimate election, it would be close.
I think Biden's lost a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people suffering in this country, a lot of people that supported him.
Yes, but also the country, or not the countries, they may as well be called countries now, but these states that are allowing the fraud, they have it down to a science. So they know what they need to do. It's just that there's a maximum, and they will run out of people on the voter rolls at some point. So, and places like New York and California, those are going to be easier to win because of all the conservatives that left those states. Because you get to a point where in some of these states, it doesn't matter if Brandon kills puppies in broad daylight and every TV filmed this, they would still vote for him. Everybody that's wearing a scam, it doesn't matter what Brandon does. Brandon can have all of someone's kids drafted into a war with China, and they'll still vote for him. Brandon can ban cars and ban home ownership and make everybody live in FEMA camps. They'll still vote for him. There's no turning these people around.
Well, I mean, I know that, yeah, I know that there are a lot that are like that. But I do, I know there are some that have been turned around, though. But, no, I hear what you're saying. There is that group of them that, yeah, I mean, he could, I don't even want to say what I was going to say, but, yeah. In their eyes, he can do, well, and it's not actually, though I don't know that it's that they truly support him. They just want to do everything they can to keep Trump out. And it's like, show me, people. Show me what Trump did that was bad. Show me how the world was worse when he was president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still disagree with him about the injections. I don't like that he had Fauci producing the injections before the thing was even here. But then again, like I said, that was his ignorance. You know, I doubt he really knew what was going on. And maybe he did. You know, maybe he did.
Well, I'm also going to say that as good that Trump did, he still had Jared Kushner trying to thwart him at every turn. And allegedly him and Alex Soros, George Soros' son, are like besties.
Oh, boy. Well, I know, you know, my geologist, he's Persian, and I know he talks about how that he took a bunch of money, Kushner took a bunch of money from Saudi, didn't he? I can't remember how many.
Maybe Alex Soros was just using Jared Kushner for all we know, but those two hang out a lot.
Yeah. I just know that we're getting too close to war. I don't like, you know, I see what China's doing to Taiwan right now.
And they know that Brandon will do nothing. Brandon might even be authorizing it. For all we know, he could be giving taxpayer money. I'm not saying he is, but it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, no, that's true. He could be, you know, they could be telling him. Yeah, I mean, they could be controlling Biden. I mean, they probably are. I mean, otherwise, why, you know, they absolutely know. They have proof now, and they have that special committee to where they have proof. They know that China gave Biden and two other Biden family members all that money. And nobody seems to be doing anything about it. You know, they talk about all these things. They talk about, oh, this is going to happen. This, you know, and it's like, I'm so sick of hearing this is going to happen. It's like, will somebody just freaking take action and do something? I mean, I'm just so sick of all of it. So when, you know, when somebody brings up just, oh, it's about over, and, you know, this is, it's like, whatever. I'm just, I've been hearing this for so long now. You know, it's like somebody crying wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, we need some action on, you know, and McCarthy talking. I mean, it's like, come on, give us some action. Do something. Let us know that you're not just, you know, banging. We want to see something happen. But, let's see. I'm trying to see if there was anything else on here. Oh, I did see they're talking about Bitcoin. They're saying that if things keep going the way they're going, that it should be up to 100,000 in 2024.
Well, if there is going to, and that's why that there are people that want to shut down companies like that do crypto, like Kraken and Coinbase and all that. because they want to force everybody on FedNow. When FedNow fails, I promise you that that's when the banking system will collapse, and then they'll force everybody on that.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to – I am going to refuse that. I mean, I want no part of it. Want no part of it. So we're just all going to have to you know, enough people are going to have to gather together and start creating, like, parallel society to where – we can all have our own commerce, our own government. I mean, that's, you know, I think that's what, did we talk about that last week about how, you know, we're talking about a divorce, like, in the country.
Yeah.
As far as the political parties, and, you know, it's going to have to happen. I mean, that might be the only way to fix it, is just create a whole new one. Just completely ignore them. But, I mean, but how do you do that? I mean, do you, well, I don't know. The problem is, and like I said, I go back to that problem. It's like, if there were some way that we could know how many of us are ready for this. But then I know there's that, you know, there's proof out there that a small number of people doing the right thing can actually bring about the change needed. So I hope that happens soon. But I think that a lot of this is going to come to an end soon. You know, I think maybe some good things are going to happen here soon. I have to think that. But I do know, and kind of talking about money still, you know, they said that the central bank, they, the gold that they've accumulated is enormous, so much bigger than they've ever done. And let's see, it was saying year to date, the world's central bank made a net purchase of 137.79 tons of gold. So, I don't know. Let's see, on an annual basis. But then I also, somebody was talking about the silver. It's going to be bad. It's like all the people that have purchased silver on paper, they said that they are going to be so short. If people start trying to say, okay, send me my silver, like, forget it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be hilarious.
Yep. Yeah. So I just, I know it's not a good thing. So shouldn't do it. But I don't know. I don't have too much. I mean, I know the BRICS thing. I know those countries are uniting. But I know there's still issues with, like, the currency and stuff. It's not a done deal. You know, there are still some issues. And I feel like there's hope. So just got to figure it out. I mean, we've got enough intelligent people that know about this stuff that they can hopefully figure this thing out. I know that, you know, Democrats, well, I hate, I mean, it's not just the Democrats. There's rhinos too. I mean, it's just the, you know, all the corrupt politicians have been just left free for too long to do whatever the heck they want to do. And that's why, you know, when I heard about Robert F. Kennedy, it gave me this little bit of hope. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I didn't even think about that. And then with what you said, it's like, it's true. It's like, he wants to end everything that makes these people the wealthiest people in our country. You know, weren't they saying that Biden, like, didn't have hardly any of his money when he, after being vice president or something, and then all of a sudden, you know, where did he get all this money? So, I mean, we all know that, I mean, look at the salary that these politicians, the Congress get, and yet, look at Nancy Pelosi, and look at all these, they've got billions of dollars, and it's ridiculous. So
yeah, but there's too many globalists and too many people that pay globalists to allow any of this to take place. So, in a normal world, we would have Trump versus Robert F. Kennedy, but we're not going to have that.
Well, I don't know. Never, but never underestimate the power of prayer. You know, you never know.
I'm not. I'm not. Yeah.
So.
Do I like his gene therapy stance? Absolutely. I like his stance on gene therapy, but is that enough to give somebody a presidency job, even if it was legit? And
well, but
I can't verify that.
He's not just against, I mean, you know, he's also, though, against, he hates corporatocracy, you know. He
I'm not saying anything bad about the guy, except he knows too much, and the powers that be would never let him even sniff winning one electoral vote.
I mean,
they may as well run Alex Jones out there.
But how is that possible? I mean, you know, why can't it's crazy? The people, we the people, are the ones that should have the say. You know, this. I agree.
Should have the say, but we'll have the say. The answer is definitely most definitely no.
I mean, he's already getting attacked left and right. You know. I mean, the most of the news media, which, and you said why, I mean, it's exactly why, because he represents everything that they hate. Keep their little lives all cushy. But, I don't know. He has done a lot of good. And he does know law, but... Unfortunately, a lot of politicians, that's a lot of them are, I guess, attorneys. So a lot of them do know the law, and that's how they break it so easily, I guess, it seems.
So just to let you know, too, something that has come up. I don't know if you saw this today, but it's been leaked. Well, not even leaked. It's been announced that Brandon was the one that initiated all the Mar-a-Lago stuff. It's official.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he's not, yeah, he's,
talk
how
about
do you say it, except
law.
Guilty of election meddling, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody wanted to talk about anybody above the law, I don't think there's anyone greater above the law than Biden and his son, Hunter. I mean, come on.
And if you include who we call the VAG, which is a certain former female political candidate that did not win in 2016, that their name will never be mentioned on the show.
I know what you're talking about.
That particular hate-filled puss bag.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've never been able to stomach her. Not the least bit.
At least Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady, and I respect that.
Yeah. Exactly. The other one, no. The nice does not fit anywhere in her world. Not at all. For sure.
Honestly, I wouldn't have a problem really with Big Mike. Except she married into a political crime syndicate.
And let's see, where are they? They're moving to, are they moving to Africa?
That's what I heard. They're moving to Kenya for at least a year.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So if they're moving, if they're moving, I wonder if that wipes out that particular pronoun from running for president.
I guess so.
Unless it's Barry Satoru moving by that person's self, which is a possibility.
Yeah. Well, did you, you know, they were talking about, you know, this whole thing with Trump. It's like, it's going to bring so many skeletons out of the closet. I mean, just to even think about Clinton, they were saying he paid Paula Jones, what was it, $850,000 to not say anything. And you and I both know there's, I saw that thing about literally there is something called in Congress the shush fund. There is literally something called the slush fund or shush fund that they literally, there is a list and it shows every year how much they pay to keep people quiet. I mean, it's a real thing. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I need to find our hush fund, Congressional Accountability and Hush Fund Elimination. So, Congress owes taxpayers answers about this. I would say so. So here they are trying to, you know, take him down by such a thing. But every year they do the same thing. Every single year.
And these liberals that are celebrating because they think he's automatically guilty of 136 years in the prison.
Yeah, right. I mean, our media, if people don't know by now that all the media is just, I mean, it's extremely hard to find true journalists and truth being told anywhere anymore. It just is all sensationalized and, you know, they take a few words out and, I mean, it's just crazy. There is very little of it. So there's, like I said, there's a few people I know, obviously we all have. There are still some. I mean, I like Megyn Kelly. I think she tells it pretty truthfully. She appears to. She unfortunately took the shot.
Yeah, and she took the liberal money to move over to NBC. And regretted
she
it.
Did what?
Remember when she left Fox and went to NBC?
Once you
turn your back on your Republican base, as an example, not that I'm Republican, but if you turn your back on your base to appeal to liberals, liberals remember that you used to be one of the other side, so they will never give you respect.
Yeah.
So anybody that goes from being part of the not liberal to going to become a liberal, liberals are just like Preppridge Farm. They remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're better off not even giving in to them because your stay is not welcome.
Yeah, and I mean, she's obviously got her own YouTube channel now, and I think she's probably got a pretty big following. But yeah, I'd sure like to see her on.
obviously Fox isn't. Would Fox take her back or no?
I don't know.
Probably not. Probably not. I don't know.
I don't know what bridges she burns, so I can't answer.
Yeah, me neither. And you know, Fox isn't. I mean, they're by far. I feel they're way better than CNN and any of the other ones. But I still, you know, there's some gray area there too.
Right.
So I mean, they're controlled by the networks. Are you kidding me? I mean, so we can't go there. But anyway,
like I can listen to Sean Hannity in small amounts, but I don't really. I don't see him as being anything groundbreaking.
Yeah, no. No, me neither.
The one I really don't like is Bill O'Reilly. Whenever he's a guest on someone's show, I have to change a channel.
Yeah, he's got an attitude, for sure. Absolutely. I still really like Patrick Bet David. It's a good show, and I don't think you're familiar with him, but
no,
but he brings up, he has good interviews. I like keeping up with him. Because the good thing about him is he brings on both sides most of the time. You know, he'll bring someone on both sides and he'll let them talk, and then they all debate and talk about everything. But
see, I would reach out to more liberals, except every liberal is like a parrot.
Yeah.
And it's like you already know what they're going to say before they even got on the call, because that's what the newspaper or fake news told them to say. So if they had a debate point that was different than mine, I'm not opposed to that. But when you already know what they're going to say, then it's just an exercise in futility.
Yeah. And, you know, the person, too, I wonder about is Tulsi Gabbard, because she left the Democratic Party because she said she saw how corrupt it was. And I've listened to a lot of her, and I really think, she's, you know, good, and she seems honest, but then once in a while she has a little bit of an attitude that makes me hold back a little bit. I don't know.
I know she was probably the best of the bunch for the 2020 selection process.
Yeah.
But I don't consider her a Republican. I just consider her a classic Democrat. Just because she's become friends with Carrie Lake and she left the Democrat Party does not mean that she's a Republican all of a sudden. It just means that she divorced herself from the socialist agenda.
That's true.
So
yeah.
While I think she was the best of the Democrat candidates, and maybe she would be good in Trump's cabinet if Trump reached out to her. As a vice president, I would rather see Carrie Lake in there personally.
Yeah.
She's my favorite now for being a vice president, just so you know.
I mean, she's good. She's got her stuff together, that's for sure. And I know Trump was asking on Twitter, you know, he put out that question, you know, who would you like to see as my vice president? And I know she was one of them. And obviously people were throwing out DeSantis. So,
yeah, I'm not saying that can't happen necessarily, but I think that the globalists put a wedge in between Trump and DeSantis, and the globalists have really been hanging out lately with DeSantis to try and steer him more towards the rhino territory. Because the globalists know, they know talent when they see it. They're not stupid. And yeah. if they can fund his presidency and get him to do a few certain things, then that could very well happen.
Yeah. Well, and I know... Oh, you got somebody calling in?
Hey, I'm not taking it.
Oh.
I'm on air. If somebody I've known for 20 years doesn't know that I'm on air when they ask me every week, how's my show doing, then they can wait.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, now I forgot what I was going to say.
We were talking about the rhinos hovering around DeSantis.
Yeah. Oh, DeSantis. That's what it was about. He, Patrick, but David was saying that, did DeSantis just finish a book? Or he's going to have one out, I guess. What did they say? I forget what month it was. I think that's who he was talking about. And he said his marketing people need to have their butts kicked. He said they announced that he had completed this book. And then like a month later, they're like, oh, but it's not going to be out for like 6 more months. He's like, you don't announce a new book 6 months before it's published. Because he said it went from being like the number one to now being nothing because they just announced it to him.
Right.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I you know, the people around these people, that the marketing and all that handle it, they can really help or hurt them. So you got to make sure you got the right team.
So I'm going to have to go ahead and do my medications here. I have today's Tucker Carlson if you want me to play that.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I told you at about this time I was going to step away and handle some medications. So I'm going to play Tucker Carlson. It's about it's either 15 or 18 minutes. I don't have my glasses on, but you're going to be listening to Tucker for a little bit.
That's fine. I'll take a break, and I'll be listening to Tucker.
All right. Sounds we'll be good. Right back, everyone. Here's Tucker Carlson from today.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Imagine being a historian 100 years now trying to figure out what happened here. There are a lot of questions that are going to puzzle you, but one of the most baffling will be, how did Joe Biden get the Democratic nomination in 2020? 2020 was the year, you will remember, when we learned that white people are bad and systemic racism is responsible for everything that has gone wrong in the world. And yet, 2020 was also the year the Democrats nominated, by their free choice, an elderly white man from a slave state who'd once eulogized a Klan recruiter. So the anti-white party picked the white guy. How did that happen? Well, it's pretty simple. Democrats care about power, and power derives from winning. When you lose, you don't have power. And Bernie Sanders couldn't win. Sanders terrified the donor class. So Democrats went with Joe Biden, who loves the donor class and is loved by them. And from a fundraising perspective, that turned out to be a wise choice. By the end of that cycle, Democrats had spent a total of $8.4 billion. That includes $400 million just from Mark Zuckerberg. And that total does not even include the tens of billions in free media coverage, as slick and dishonest as any paid ad, but that, unlike paid ads, is not regulated by campaign finance law. So if you add all of that up, the Democratic Party dropped more in that presidential year than the entire annual GDP of most African countries, all to dislodge Donald Trump from the White House. Nothing like that has ever happened. Can they do it again? That's the question before us, and it's a tougher question this round. 2.5 years ago, many voters could tell themselves that Joe Biden might unite the country. Some mistook his dementia for moderation, but no one can make that mistake now. With the American economy in decline and the rest of the world in obvious chaos, Biden's going to have to come up with a whole new set of lies in order to keep his job, and that's not an easy thing. And that may explain why, as of mid-April 2023, where we are now, Joe Biden still has not formally announced his reelection campaign. He was asked about it this morning on NBC. Here he is, sounding less than all in.
Are
are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be rolling egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing him out.
Come on, help a brother out. Make some news for me.
I plan on running out, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
He can barely speak the words. We're not prepared to announce it yet, he says with his eyes closed. Well, why aren't they announcing it? Well, you know why. He's going to be 82 by the next inauguration, and no one really other than his wife thinks that's a good idea, because it's not. So where does that leave Democrats? Well, if you're a rational person who took them at their word, you would assume the party, the Democratic Party, would replace Joe Biden with someone who embodies their highest values. You imagine a trans black woman with a background in corporate HR, or a Latinx drag queen with purple hair and lots of face piercings, or maybe even Kamala Harris. But no. In fact, no chance. That would be principled, and therefore, they will never do it. Nominating someone you say you support? No. When Biden leaves, or more likely is shoved aside, they're going to nominate another straight white man who loves the big banks. Someone even oilier and faker than Joe Biden. Why would they do that? Because it worked last time. And we're guessing, if we had to bet tonight, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. We can't say that for certain, but we have noticed Gavin Newsom was at the White House not long ago when Joe Biden wasn't, just kind of measuring the curtains. And then over the weekend we saw this, Gavin Newsom sitting down with the Democratic Party's former spokeswoman, now in residence at MSNBC, Jen Psaki. Psaki didn't conduct really an interview. She's not a journalist. She gave Newsom instead a chance to outline his platform for when he takes complete control. So don't dismiss him. You may be in the habit of dismissing Gavin Newsom. Pay close attention as he gives his pitch on MSNBC.
Now, I just finished 18 events in 5 days in California, and I've sacrificed my heart and soul for my state, and I take a backseat to no one on that. So I get it. But I also don't get what's going on in this country. I don't get why everybody's not doing what we're doing. All the progress the last half century is being rolled back in these states in real time, just the last few years. I don't think people fully understand the rights regression, individual liberties on civil rights, on voting rights, on the gerrymandering that's happening out here.
Well, I mean, is your brain exploding? If you're a literal person, maybe so. This is the guy who forced every one of his 40 million residents in his state to get an experimental vaccine, whether they wanted to or not, lecturing you about individual rights and civil liberties. Quote, I don't get why everyone isn't doing what we're doing in California, he said. Maybe because it's not working? Because the people who live in your state who can afford to leave have? More people have left California this year than any state in the country. California, the largest net emigration in the United States. They actually ran out of U-Hauls. It was that bad. So you have a mixture of billionaires and desperately poor people who are dependent upon the state. Kind of like Latin America. That's exactly the economic structure, increasingly, of the state of California. It's not a place of promise, and you know that because middle-class people with families aren't moving there. That's how you know. Is your state doing the right thing? Well, people who haven't made it but would like to would be moving there, not fleeing from tyranny in other countries or desperate poverty in Central America, but from other parts of America. Are they moving there? No, they're not. Where are they going? Well, actually, they're going to Florida. That's not a political point. It's just true, and it's measurable. So you'd think if you were a normal person and you were running California, you'd think, what are they doing in Florida that we should be doing? No, not Gavin Newsom. And this is the key to his appeal to Democratic leaders. Like Joe Biden, he will literally say anything, and then he'll take it to 11 and lecture the person who's doing a better job than he is on how he's a bad person. Watch Newsom tell the governor of Florida how to run a state.
There was a pretty startling split screen. You had 1,000 kids Nashville out there protesting the lack of action on gun reform measures. Mm. Well, you had Governor DeSantis signing a bill on permitless carry behind closed doors.
Yeah,
what did you make of that?
Scared to death.
Who is he scared of?
Scared of the people. Scared
of the
public.
The people in Florida?
Yeah, that overwhelmingly oppose that position. But I think the majority of NRA members, you know, probably oppose that position.
This is what happens when everything about you, from your physical features to your very soul, has been altered by cosmetic surgery. Just like Joe Biden, but younger. You'll say literally anything. Words have no connection to reality. There's no expectation that you're describing something real. You're merely using words as a tool to gain power. That's terrifying. It's dishonest to its core. So you just heard Gavin Newsom say that only leaders who are, quote, scared of the people let the people carry firearms. They're so scared of the people, they let them defend themselves. By contrast, when you're a completely legitimate leader presiding over a system that's not rigged, you start confiscating guns. You live in a state where only the governor's bodyguards can be armed. It's like, what you're seeing here is not just the triumph of packaging over reality, but the triumph of dishonesty over truth. That's so dishonest that he's not even trying to convince you. He's trying to reshape reality itself. By the way, why wouldn't he? If men can become women, then why wouldn't everything Gavin Newsom says be true just because he said it? So what's the effect on the actual state, our largest state, the prettiest state, what was for decades the economic engine of the United States, California? What has been the effect of Gavin Newsom's leadership on that state? Well, this has been well chronicled. Newsom's been the governor of California, beat a recall recently since 2019 for 4 years. Before that, he ran San Francisco, where he's from. So how's San Francisco doing? Under good leadership, San Francisco would be thriving. But under Gavin Newsom's leadership, well, here's what's happening in San Francisco.
Friends identify the victim as Don Carmignani, a former San Francisco fire commissioner. He suffered a fractured skull, broken jaw, and lots of lacerations to his face and head. Carmignani showed up to his mother's place after they refused to move. Soon they picked up and put down near the corner laundromat. Carmignani confronted them, and that, they say, is what provoked the brutal beating. The crime angering and traumatizing those who heard or saw it all unfold.
I moved here because I love this city, and it's becoming more and more disturbing to live here.
Yeah, they just closed today, actually, a Whole Foods in downtown San Francisco. Not a mom-and-pop place, a Whole Foods. A well-backed, in fact, owned by Amazon company, biggest company in the world, owns the grocery store, and they still had to close it. A grocery store that caters to rich people in one of the richest cities in the world, and they had to close it because why? Because the people who worked there were too afraid for their own physical safety to show up for work. So that's what's happening in San Francisco. And by the way, last week, Bob Lee, the founder of Cash App, was murdered, stabbed to death on the street, and what they tell us is one of the nicest parts of San Francisco. And then apparently, according to surveillance video, the guy who murdered him, randomly, just murdered him on principle, I guess, walked down the street completely at ease, pulling a rolling bag behind him because he has nothing to fear because there are no cops. This is a state in which crime has been legalized and the only crimes are now thought crimes. If you disagree with the people in charge, then you're in serious trouble. But if you hurt others or steal, you're fine. You're part of a protected class. That's the definition of tyranny. And there are still some people in California who understand that. Here's one sheriff in Riverside County.
In the last 10 years, criminals have become increasingly more violent and brazen. What we are seeing in response to these very lax laws on crime, the push to decriminalize everything, the push to lessen the penalty for something or even take away the penalty for crime, is basically emboldening criminals to do more. It's really horrifying for law enforcement, and it's horrifying for the public that has to deal with it.
So here's our guess. We don't know the guy, but we would bet money that the second that man is vested in his pension, in other words, the second he can leave, he'll be in Idaho or Arizona or anywhere other than that state, because you can't live in a state like that unless you're rich, of course. So if you cared about the state of California, you would do something about this. But Gavin Newsom has completely ignored the condition of his state physically, he's now filthy, or the lives of the people who live there. Instead, he's doing what they all do, which is doubling down on identity politics. Pandering to people on the basis of their skin color or their sexual orientation or whatever, and because ultimately he is a stiff, robotic lizard man, he's doing it in the most awkward possible way. Here he is, April 5th, at the New College of Florida, because he is running for president, trying his best to seem interested as he claps along to an ethnic song and dance.
He's got me and you, he's got the whole world in his hand.
So, you want to know if he's running for president? Well, he flew to Florida to degrade himself on camera. And self-abasement is the number one requirement of politics. You have to be willing to leave your dignity at the door. And for Gavin Newsom, that's easy. So if your first reaction to that is to recoil in revulsion and turn off your television set, then you're the threat to democracy. Normal people are the threat to democracy. Newsom's campaign ad, and this is the first of his presidential campaign ads, we predict, makes that perfectly clear. Watch.
We can't solve a problem without first identifying it. The problem in our country right now? Authoritarian leaders who are so hell-bent on gaining power and keeping it by whatever means necessary that they're directly attacking our freedoms in state after state. That's why I'm launching the Campaign for Democracy. We're going on the road to take the fight to states where freedom is most under attack, where Republican leaders ban books, criminalize doctors, fire teachers, intimidate librarians, kidnap migrants, target trans kids, stoke racism, condone anti-Semitism, force the victims of rape and incest to carry their attacker's baby, where they ignore the will of the people and make it harder to vote and easier to buy assault weapons. We'll help lead the fight to make sure we elect leaders in 2024 who believe in democracy.
Oh, the huevos on that, man. You got to give him credit. Everything in that ad is not only untrue, it is the mirror image of the truth. It is the exact opposite of the truth. And it's therefore not just misleading, it is evil. This is not a question of we disagree on something. This is a fact of someone flipping around the truth and inverting it. If you're opposed to men in dresses twerking in front of kids, you're intimidating librarians. If you pause before you say castrate children, you're targeting trans kids. And of course, if you're not with his program, you don't believe in democracy. You're promoting authoritarianism. This is the man who's governor of a state in which there really is no democracy, in which all the candidates and the election outcomes are chosen by the unions, which are in bed with the Democratic Party. It's a one-party state. And the man who presides over a one-party state is lecturing you about democracy? Right. This is the guy who shut down the state of California and all of its schools for all the poor people while he sent his children to in-person private schools and went to dinner at the most expensive restaurant in the United States. Meanwhile, anyone who didn't get his creepy shot, he compared to a criminal, to a drunk driver. Watch.
And with all due respect, you don't have the choice to go out and drink and drive and put everybody else's lives at risk. That's the equivalent of this moment with the deadliness and efficiency of the Delta virus.
So that turned out to be completely untrue. Completely, provably untrue as a matter of science. And again, the literal among us are driven crazy by watching a videotape like that. But Gavin Newsom is not driven crazy. It doesn't bother him at all. He's never apologized. He's never revised what he said before. He just kept going. This is a man who will say anything. And people who will say anything tend to be willing to do anything. And like Joe Biden, he has consistently run as a moderate and falsely. Back in 2008, mayor of San Francisco, he promised to eliminate homelessness within the city within 10 years. That, of course, didn't work out. He's never apologized for that. In fact, homelessness has grown by double digits under his stewardship of the state. But if you want to understand who Gavin Newsom really is, if you want to appreciate not just the dishonesty, but the deep malice at the core of him, the desire to hurt other people, and the indifference to human suffering that has been the hallmark of his governorship, Watch this clip from 2020 on sobriety.
Clean and sober is one of the biggest damn mistakes this country's ever made. I know it's a hold-your-hand idealistic point of view that somehow magically, I mean, God bless some of you. If you're like me, I've been known to have a glass of wine at night watching some of the nightly news. We all need to self-medicate periodically.
We all need to self-medicate periodically. Well, now we have a country in which virtually everyone is self-medicating all the time, very often with the help of doctors. And nowhere is it worse than the state of California. If you cared about the people who lived in the state of California, you would notice this. Nearly 30,000 Californians die every single year from drugs and alcohol. That's the most of any state. To put it in perspective, that is close to 10 times as many people who die every year from gunfire. And of course, addiction is the central driver of homelessness, which has not only made the state ugly and dangerous and unlivable, but has also destroyed the lives of the people who are living on the streets. What about them? Gavin Newsom doesn't care. Quote, clean and sober is one of the biggest damn mistakes this country ever made. Really? If you're willing to say that, if you care so little about the people who live in your state that you will mock their sobriety, then you're definitely running for president. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly open stories that are changing the world and changing your life. I'm Tucker Carlson tonight.
All right. So on that note, we're back. So
all right,
I
got
a few things. I know he discussed that whole paycheck shutting down.
Yeah. I think, you know what I really wished? Wished everybody would just turn off the news. I mean, it would be so nice if just for a whole solid week that no one would watch the news. I mean, I'd really like to see what would happen. Because I know there people don't realize the programming that goes on. Because, you know, a lot of what he says is, well, I mean, it's easy to believe, but at the same time, I try not to take too many things to heart because it's very discouraging and I don't want, well, I don't know. You know, we all have our own, we all choose the world we live in. And
yeah.
And we basically, you know, we create the world we live in with our choices. And, you know, my girls, like I said, are 30 and 35. And I share a little bit with him. I send them a few things, but they're really good at, they kind of sometimes keep me in check because they try to stay on the positive side, which I like. But at the same time, I don't want them to get caught off guard, you know, because their lives are, you know, I'm very grateful that through this whole ordeal, they've been okay. So I do try to throw things at them every once in a while just to hope that they're paying attention so that they're not completely, you know, thrown off guard if something happens. But they do take things with a grain of salt. You know, so they help me in that manner greatly because even though you know, people, they're like, doesn't that affect you in a negative way, all the research and all everything that you keep up with? And I said, no. I said, I've learned to stay up on things, to educate myself on things, but I don't let it affect, like, who I am or my life. I mean, obviously there are some things that I see is, you know, that are kind of out of my control. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, the business that I own, I
it's going to be a stretch if I can continue to have it open in October.
Hmm.
I mean, it's getting really, really difficult. You know, COVID might, like I told you, my year anniversary was right when COVID hit. And so we were starting to get recognized, but then that hit, and it was just like, that was all over. Well,
so
and,
tell
and, you
everybody
know.
What you sell.
Well, I have just a cute little boutique jewelry store, and I sell new and used, and I do a lot of custom, but my prices, you know, I'm half the cost. You can come into my store and order a brand new custom engagement ring without the custom price, and literally you can get it for half the cost that you would pay for it at any other traditional jewelry store, because I don't believe in the markup. I make a little bit of money, but I don't have to make, you know, I don't have to make a freaking fortune. It's just ridiculous. So, but, you know, I haven't been able to advertise in my city, and when people come in, they love the store because I have a very relaxed atmosphere. I don't want to, you know, I don't like pretentious. I just want everyone to feel welcome. And while I love my store, I also have realized that there's a much larger need, I think, health-wise and just in other areas of life that I maybe could be of more benefit. And, you know, the only sad part is my gemologist, he's good. He's really good. And I hate that he may no longer be employed in October, because if I close the store, you know, there goes his job. So, you know, I'll move on. I can do something else. But I don't know. It's just bad. It's, you know, all of us, well, I mean, everyone has suffered through this. But like I said, I'm not going to let that bring me down. And we all as humans have to just get in touch with ourselves and realize that the important things in life. So I've got something to read at the end, very short and sweet, but and it just is everything. It's it in a nutshell, and I don't know, but anyway, so I'm really trying to get the food trailer so that I can get people healthy that way. My friend and I were like, maybe if we produce, you know, if we're fixing the food for them, we can get people healthier. But it's, we'll just have to see. Maybe things will turn around. We'll just have to see. So sometimes some things are in God's hands, but, you know, we just have to see how things work out.
I'm not understanding here that I see all over my spy book feed. What is it about the Dalai Lama that's making kids suck his tongue?
Oh, my gosh. That is so disgusting. I liked the Dalai Lama until I saw that, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, why?
I wish I had an answer, because I don't understand
Did he take the gene therapy and then go cuckoo? I mean, what is going on? I mean, that's just plain gross. But yeah, no, I saw that, and I was like, what on earth? I don't remember where that was floating around. Probably Facebook, I guess.
I saw it on several news outlets as well, so it's not something that was
photoshopped.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's saying he apologizes after? I guess so.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, you can't unsee that. It says, yeah, the Dalai Lama apologizes after kissing boy and asking him to suck my tongue. Oh, I mean, I'm just dying here. That's just so gross.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that one. I don't.
What's wrong with parents? Where are parents these days? You know?
Because you realize that's what the wiretap's going to be asking to do now.
He looks pretty, I guess, I wonder how old he is now.
I thought he was in his early to mid-70s. I would guess like 73.
Oh, is that it? Oh, well, then he's not that old.
I'm just guessing. I don't know offhand. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with... Oh, 87.
87?
87. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he said the Dalai Lama, 87, told the boy to come up to the platform where he was seated, motioning to his cheek. He is heard saying, first here, after which the child kissed him and gave him a hug. And then the Dalai Lama kept hold of the boy, saying, I think here also, and then planted a kiss on his lips. And suck my tongue? What? Oh my gosh. Wow. And the audience laughed. I mean, was it a joke? No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, what? Yeah, that's just something weird to say. Who would say that? Suck my tongue. That's just weird. Sorry. That is just plain weird. Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess, yeah, I have to beware of all the supposed spiritual leaders anymore. You have to wonder who's really behind them.
Yeah, that one shocked me. I know that.
And do you ever watch Steve, is it Steve Dace? I don't know how you say it.
Steve Dace. Okay, he comes on after Glenn Beck.
Yeah. He's good. So, and then Glenn Beck, I know he was talking to Megyn Kelly about the Gaines gal. She's all over that one. I got to listen to her show. I haven't listened to the complete show yet.
I'm sure Steve Dace is fine, but I have to choose between Dan Bongino and Alex Jones.
I know, right? There's only so many we can listen to. I usually I listen to one of them right before I go to bed at night, usually for a little while. And then sometimes in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, I'll just put one of them on and listen to them. But, yeah, there's just so many.
Well, I would tell people not to listen to either of their shows before going to bed, not because I don't like them, but that's when the Proof Negative show is on.
Oh, so every one of your shows is late
Monday
at night? Always 8 to 11?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I can't tell anyone to listen to that.
No.
I'm sure they're great. I like them, but I have to protect the Proof Negative show before anything else.
Well, that's true. I don't listen to, I don't listen to them live. You know, I always listen to them after they've recorded. So that's, I never thought about that. But there was one other thing. Let's see. I think I had told you before that I had a friend from the UK that had moved to Spain because, you know, he was talking about how, and this is not anything against Muslims, but it's just factual. He said that in the UK, that literally the population had literally one-third of the population when he was still there was literally Muslim, and and he chose to move because he said it was, you know, it was changing. And so I saw another article today, and it was calling, it said the Islamicized UK, and it said the streets were decorated for Ramadan.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of sad. I guess some of these other countries just want to take over everything. It's like, why can't everyone just leave everyone alone? You know, it's like if you got a down American, you don't like America or whatever, why do you want to come here? It's like, just stay in your own country. But and that happens a lot. And the other population that's growing like crazy, I think that maybe even succumbing China, is India. India's going crazy. And, you know, the bad thing about India is, you know, they worship a lot of the, you know, different idols and stuff. And it's kind of dangerous because they also, I think someone will say that they don't like value life. You know, they talk about, I think they don't like to kill bugs or anything like that, because you come back, they believe, you know, you come back again and again, you might come back as that bug, and that's why they say don't kill the bug. But so that mentality is kind of dangerous too, as far as, I know that's why some people fear like having Indians in charge of like coming over here. And because they're talking about how it seems like there are lots of Indians infiltrating into different positions in America as well. And you know that is true, especially in medicine. I mean, especially in medicine. And I will tell you, too, another cultural thing about that is they say that Indian doctors are supposed to kill, is it just one? They're supposed to kill, like, they're supposed to kill a patient. It's the weirdest thing. So that's a little bit of a culture that obviously I don't completely understand. I haven't dug into it deep enough, but the person that I talked to about it, they live there, so they knew this culture. So, you know, I think we have to be careful there. And it's, you know, I'm not a racist person, but but I do believe this is America, and I'm sorry. It's like we have certain values, and we have to protect them. You know, this country was built with the laws of you know, nature, of God, and we have to get people back into positions to start protecting this again, because it's just out of control. And I think that's the only way we're going to get back on the right track is to do that. And obviously it's very evident when we do let go of those things how horrible direction our country goes. You know, and right now we're headed in such a bad direction. And we've got to have a U-turn. And it needs to happen. It needs to happen fast. So,
We just need people to start speaking up more, you know, and on the streets, if you see somebody getting mistreated, you know, whichever side, I don't care who you are, if someone is getting mistreated, you've got to step up and help them. You know, I mean, I will. I don't care what's going on. If I see somebody hurting an old person or something, you better believe I'm going to run over there and get in the middle of it. I'm not just going to let
them. Yeah, nowadays people just make video on it.
Yeah. It's like there's no way. I mean, that's not how we go through life. I mean, why do you want to live if you're going to live that way? I mean, that one's just sickening to me. So, I mean, I don't fear death, but I don't want to die. I mean, I still feel like, you know, my children, it's like, I still feel like there's so many people that need help. It's like, no, I don't want to go yet. I've got too many people I got to help. But I'm not going to not put myself possibly in danger's way if I see something happening to someone. And people, we've all, you know, everybody has to start stepping up and doing this. We got to help our neighbors. We've got to all teach each other. You know, there's a lot of people don't want to have anything to do with gardening and growing food, but it's like, you know, every three or four houses, you know, somebody's going to love doing that. So in these communities, everybody just needs to start getting together and coming together with things like that, finding common ground, and just start learning to love again instead of hate so much. So.
Well, that's unfortunately, though, that's what that particular side of the aisle believes in. They get their power off of hate.
Very true. I mean, and we know where that comes from. Absolutely know where that comes from. You know, we're going to get challenged, but let's just hope it brings about a really, really, really good change. So we got to be dragged through the mud to get there, but we will. We will, because, you know, our foundation is, we have a foundation, and it's strong. It can't be knocked down. I mean, God's not, you know, God is our strength, the great one, whatever, you know, whatever people call them. You know, I love Native Americans because I feel like they just had such a strong connection. And I think that's also why so many people go astray, is because we know this to be true. The farther you get from nature, the less conscious you are, the less connected you are. So all this technology, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, everything is just, it drives me crazy. It's like medicine is not medicine, it's poison. You know, and all this technology and everything, it just interrupts true connection with who we really need to be connected with. You know, of course I'm talking about God, but I'm also talking about just people in general and family. You know, I think I'm gonna, I
I say I'm going to do this, but I never do. It's like when my family's here and everybody, it's like I almost want to say, okay, instead of taking your shoes off at the door, let's take our phones and put them in this basket. And nobody uses a phone while we're all here in this house together. I mean, what a great idea. So, we'll see. But that's just it. Everybody needs to ground more, too. That's what we got to do. Everybody take their shoes off and go walk out in the yard and leave your phones in the basket. I'm going to test that one out. I can't wait to be doing that more. I know you can't go barefooted in the dirt right now because of your infection, but...
Considering that I did it on Saturday.
Did you?
Oh, yeah,
good.
Of course. We had a meetup in St. George, Utah, so I, I have my left foot is wrap free, and the right foot just has something on my fourth toe now, so I'm almost done.
Well, good. So you were in St. George, Utah?
Yeah, we were in St. George, Utah, yes.
Well, there's a friend of mine who lives there, because I know you've heard, have you heard of Sun Warrior products?
Yes.
Okay. So Denley Falk is one of the founders, and years ago I wrote a few articles for them. And so that's how I know him. What a great guy, he and his family and everything. I think I might have told you that story before about how his girls were healed through raw vegan food and weren't supposed to live past, I want to say, like 12, 14 years old. And they're now, I think, in their 30s, 40s, got several kids. So... just a great story. But Denley Falk, he lives in St. George. So is that a pretty place?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Yeah.
About an hour and 50 minutes or so from our house. So we go
okay.
A few times a year.
Oh, okay. All righty. Interesting. So I didn't realize it was that close. But... unfortunately, I haven't traveled much lately the past few years.
Well, I'm still waiting for you to tell us about the time when you decided to not bring your shoes to work.
Oh, well, here's the deal with the barefoot thing. I can go barefoot all day, like in the grass and the dirt and stuff like that. But... I am really weird about floors. And like I told you, like bathrooms, I don't think I can go into a bathroom with bare feet. That will gross me out.
But isn't it your business? Like the business that you own?
Well, it is. Yes, it is. I still want
to So if someone's going to have a dirty bathroom, that falls on you, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, no, I have gone barefooted in my store before. I mean, because sometimes I'll wear heels to the store, and if I'm busy doing things in the store and on my feet a lot, I will take my shoes off and just go barefooted. So I have before. I'm talking about
just leaving them at home and just spending the day without them. It's not hard.
Well... I mean, I suppose, but, yeah, I don't know.
Our challenge last week about trying to get people to go someplace.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't have a problem with barefooted. I am a little cautious as far as stepping on glass or like I said, if I had to use a public restroom somewhere, that would just really gross me out. So
so I don't know how I would handle it.
I just look at a business such as yours, and that's like, for me, that's equivalent to just being an extension of my house.
Of the house? True. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're doing construction or anything in there. You're just not. There's no just about it. You're selling products that are already pre-made for the most part.
Yeah. And my store is it's little. It's true. I could do that. So very true. So.
So we're hopeful that you will surprise us one day and just show yourself in the group that hey, this is what I did today, and if you guys want to come to my store, this is where we're at.
Okay, and you said advertise that on Barefoot
in the group.
In the group. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll try it again. I thought I did it once, but. There may not be a lot of people
yourself,
around here.
Basically, you would, because nobody's going to listen to, hey, buy my stuff and I'm not part of this. So you actually have to show that you don't want to advertise in a barefoot group and wear foot coffins is what I'm trying to say.
I gotcha. Okay. I got ya. Oh.
Nobody will take you seriously unless you're part of the group. Then they'll take you seriously.
Okay. I'll have to find out. On that group, do they have, like, different, like, will people say where they're from?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I just, I'll just see if I can find out if there's too many around here. There might be. I do think, though, I know I worked out in my yard this weekend, and I love walking barefooted on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It really does feel good. Feels good on the feet until I step on a gumball, and then that's not so much fun. I have two big gumball trees in my yard. Oh. I didn't love trees so much, I would have them cut down, but I can't do that. So, but my fig trees are going crazy. They're so pretty. I'm going to order more. I love fig trees. They're so beautiful. So beautiful. Did you say you had fig trees? Do you grow fig trees?
We had a loquat tree at one point. We now have a dragon fruit tree.
Okay. Oh, those are yummy. Those are yummy. But fig trees you can have in my climate. Dragon fruit, not so much.
Well, it is a cactus.
Yeah.
So I can grow it.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. I was, The guy that called in last week, how do you say his name? Bianchi? Is that right?
Bianchi, the one that called last week, Bianchi, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting how much, I had no idea he had been, like, lived in St. Louis that much. That was fun. And he knew all that stuff. Small world. So, let me see what else was like. Seems like there was one other thing I wanted to bring up, but I know we're running out of time. Michigan. Oh, what's that governor's name?
Gretchen.
The Senate, did you see where they passed 11 red flag gun safety bills?
Oh, not only that, but they're now trying to find new words to look for conservatives and Christians. So that's why I strongly believe this trans thing and everything they do from now on is going to be against anything that's Christian. And it doesn't matter whether they like the concept or not. The fact is it's anti-Christian, so it works.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, we know that's supposed to be attacked. And it definitely is being attacked. These red flag laws are dangerous because I forget the guy. I remember years ago, I don't remember what state it was, but I remember they used the red flag law and went into a guy's house at like, 4 in the morning? Do you remember that story? And they ended up killing him. Because the guy, these laws are dangerous because it was like 4 in the morning. You know, obviously they woke this guy up out of bed, and there's a bunch of men with guns at his front door, and so he grabbed his gun or whatever. You know, it was a bad, bad, bad thing, and they ended up killing the guy. So, and that's probably what this is all about. Give them the chance to go, and since they can't get our firearms from us, set up these red flag gun laws so that they can go in and just kill you and take your guns. Oh. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but it might not be either. You just never know. Was it McDonald's I heard that they're even going to start? Or no? Oh, that... McDonald's supposedly is, several of them. I forget how many. They said they're going to have, and I don't know how this will ever work. Supposedly McDonald's are going to have a bunch of them go completely automated, everything.
Yeah, allegedly we have one of those that are either just opening or just opened, one of them.
Hopefully no one will support it. So here we go again,
they will. People.
People
love their
McGMO. But go to a McDonald's where there's people working. You know, don't support these automated things. Don't they understand that they're – but that's okay. The government will take care of them when they're not working, you know?
Yeah, allegedly there's – by 2030, there's going to be 300 million jobs in the Western world that will be gone. By 2030.
Well, and I mean that's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to us. So I mean, it's time for people to stop being lazy. They have done nothing for too long. Oh. I didn't know he did that. Trump calls on Congress to defund weaponized FBI. Well, pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. FBI's been corrupt for a long time. So... next time I'm going to have even more.
So let me, while we still have a few minutes, I want to show you an article about how the marketing person that Budweiser hired, this is when they made the decision to go woke.
Okay.
So I'm showing you the article.
Oh.
So part of this person's contract, the new Bud Light Vice President of Marketing, Alyssa Heinerscheid, she basically said Budweiser sucks, and the traditional customer base is not what she is looking for. most straight men drink beer, and she demanded that they change the concept of that.
Oh my gosh.
And that's where Dylan Mulvaney comes from. And it was in her contract that she's going to use woke people to change the perception of Budweiser from being a generally male white person's brand to being inclusive.
Good luck, Budweiser, with that one. Because you're, unless, like you said, unless Soros throw some money in there, they're going to go down. I mean, because they already said the stock went down like crazy. Geez. I mean, that's just nuts. I mean, look what happened to the banks. Those banks that, you know, went down.
So the goal here, she says,
woke,
that the beer drinking has been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light.
Okay, then have her. Now they need to have her explain why, since she did this, why it went down drastically farther. Oh, I wish somebody would interview her. That would be good.
So Bud Light has been kind of a fratty, kind of out-of-touch humor. It was really important that we had another approach. So, translation, I do not want Budweiser to have anything to do with working-class folks who drink beer.
So, she's a transgender.
Is it? I didn't look.
My guess.
Well, she says that she's proud to be the first female to lead the largest beer brand in the industry.
Hmm.
And she does use pronouns. So.
I mean, she's just off. But
she's from Harvard, so therefore she learned how to be woke.
Yeah, just take a look at her. Yeah, I think that she possibly used to be a he. I don't know that for sure, but I'm just looking at
the
very broad.
I'm not speculating. I don't know one way or the other.
Yeah, I know. I don't either, but just my sense of who knows. I'll have to do some more research on that one. See if I can find that one out.
Okay.
But the quick short thing I had, this was a Native American shaman, and he said, you know, what is poison? And his answer was, anything beyond what we need is poison. It can be power, laziness, food, ego, ambition, vanity, fear, anger, or whatever, but basically anything beyond what we need. So I thought that was pretty spot on. I mean, that's why the world is the way it is, because we know, my gosh, everybody has, most people have way beyond what they need. Now, granted, there's a lot that don't have even what they need.
but thought that was pretty wise.
All right, well, we're about to get the 60-second buzzer here, so this is where I thank you for coming to join us tonight. We always appreciate having you.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate you guys giving me the chance to do this and learn.
All right, so everyone else out there in Radio Land, thank you for being here tonight. We wouldn't have a show without you. Please check out the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. In the meantime, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oot. And the outro music never came on, but whatever. We don't have time.
I think
I was waiting for it to go. It just had the little spinning thing. But anyway, I got to get out of here. So thank you, Christina.
Okay. Bye-bye.